Hey friends, and welcome back. This is show 125. How awesome is that? 125 shows of fantastic Canadian music. Some of it you've probably never ever heard. And I just love having that chance to bring it to you and share all these fantastic Canadian musicians with you. So regular listeners to the show should be no stranger to the band I just played. That's right, it was Double Experience, Brock and Ian coming to rock the house on show 125. I absolutely love it. This is fantastic. That was their track, Born For It. And if you haven't been to their website lately or seen our Instagram feed, one of the first pictures I posted was my Born For It shirt from Double Experience. Yeah, that's right, folks. I supported the band. I went out and bought the t-shirt. That was my mad money to me for that month when I bought it. But we didn't buy just one. We bought two. That's right. My husband has that shirt too, and he wears it ever so proudly. He is a fan of the band as well. We did get a chance to see them together in London in this little hole of a place with Kill Matilda and a couple other bands. It was a great show. So amazing. Came home with one of their hoodies from that show. It was great. Awesome show. Love these guys. They do amazing things. Did you know they have a Twitch stream now? You should definitely go check this out. They are on Twitch, I think, about 3 days a week now. They do some fantastic things there. They play covers. They do a request show. They do a live songwriting with the audience on Twitter and over in Discord. So you should definitely check this out. There will be a link to their webpage in the show notes. And I got to thank Graham over at Colfax Music for sending that to me so that I could share it with all of you on the show, right? Awesome stuff. The great way to kick off our show 125. And hopefully if things go well, these will be one of the bands I get to interview again when we get that rolling, maybe sometime soon. Because they were one of the first bands I interviewed, which would be so awesome to interview them again, wouldn't it? It was back, I had missed their show in London when they played with Halfway to Barstow, who are no longer together. But some of the members from that band did form 30 Helens, who I've played on this show as well. So, you know, it would be awesome to like sit down and talk to them again after, you know, it's been such a long time since we've interviewed them, right? Yeah. Anywho, we have so much amazing music for you this week. It's unbelievable. So I'm going to get right to that next track.
Till I'm stoned at your door, saying I feel good today, so good today, so good today. Rosemary, Rosemary, Rosemary. Rosemary. Rosemary.
Hey, this is Owen from Kingston's Willy Nilly, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Started in the shadows of a cone-bearing tree when I took you by your little hand. Was it pine, cedar, spruce, fir, or tamarack? I never really understand. You said the answer's in the needle. Some are short, some are round, some are flat, some are square. A good alliteration to identify the pine as a pine grow together as a pair. Don't you cry, little tamarack, your needles are gone, but they're gonna come back in the spring. Here's a little lullaby to pull you through the winter until you hear the songbird sing. The spruce by the fence line was feeling pretty square, no songbird in his tree. And the fir was flat when he tried to sing out a high lonesome melody. Out of place, getting red in the face with the woodpecker chopping up his bark. And the poor little tamarack, naked in the fall, left to shiver through the winter in the dark. Don't you cry, little tamarack, your needles are gone, but they're gonna come back in the spring. So here's a little lullaby to pull you through the winter until you hear the songbird sing. Don't you cry, little tamarack, your needles are gone, but they're gonna come back in the spring. So here's a little lullaby to pull you through the winter until you hear the songbird sing.
And there you have it, folks. Two more great tracks to tickle your ears and tickle your fancy and bring you all that wonderful joy that music can do. So that first track in that pair there was Alex Southey and his track Rosie. He's from Toronto, Ontario. And this is a track that accidentally slipped through my planning, I guess you could say. I had it scheduled to come out a couple shows ago and somehow managed to completely miss it. Had not added it to my show notes. And well, here we are a couple weeks later, and I have included it. So my apologies, Alex. Happy to have that track on my show. The violins at the end were amazing. I love anything that brings in violins or fiddles or cello. They're just such amazing instruments to include and broaden the sound of a musical track. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. The next one was a bit of a surprise when it came in through my inbox. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I did say that. It was a bit of a surprise. I was thrilled to be able to listen to a wide range of stuff on his album. This is his debut EP, LP. Oh, one of these days I'm going to sit down and learn all the differences for EP, LP, album, all that fun stuff. Because, you know, sometimes it baffles my brain. I think it has something to do with the length of the album. But, you know, that is neither here nor there. That is for another day. Here right now is that second track that I played, which is by Mr. K and his track Tamarack. There is a video out for it and everything is available over on Spotify. I love, because you know what that means? I get to add it into my playlist for the show over there that you guys can all come over and enjoy. So Mr. K is from Loretta West in Manitoba. He is a folk pop musician. And he's professionally known as the Cosmic Comedian Balladeer. This is his debut album, as I said, and it is in the event of a moon disaster. So Tamarack is the first single from the album, which is amazing. I loved it. You got to go check out more of his stuff, which is very limited because this is his debut. But you should definitely check out the rest of this album. It is pretty awesome. It is a 9-track, 34-minute spanning effort. And amazing. So go check that out. In the meantime, I have two more tracks for you to listen to.
Somehow feels like we'll move to the dead of night. People walking by with still nothing in their eyes. Like a coat spooning through the crowd. You hear the sound on the street and it's way too loud. Feels hopeless and you pick up on all this rage. Lined in, closed out, turn another page. They're pushing hard for you to come along. Story's good, but you know it's wrong. Find something to light your way. Cause it's gonna get hotter in the coming days. In the dark of the night, everything feels so strange. People on the edge, too many souls riding, no standing on a ledge. When hope leaves, doors closed, no one cares about what you need. Tell the poor they should shut your mouth. You can see them crawling up and out from the holes. They got your money and they want your soul. Plant seeds in the name of God. Beat you down with a staff and rod. Find something to light your way. In the coming days, stand your ground, learn how to fight. Someone's gotta be there in the dark of the night. I don't know if you can turn this thing around. The Piper and his rats don't look like they're leaving town. The ones you thought would stand up for what's right are in the game. The pockets in the light and they take no blame. Gentle little wind, sea gets blown. Over time in the rain, when the light gets through, the stone gets weak and it breaks in two. The stone gets weak and it breaks in two.
Find something to light your way. Cause it's gonna get hotter in the coming days.
Hey, this is Graham from Kodiak Arcade. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
You got me just daydreaming. I don't know. my heart beating like a drum. Already know that you're my number one. Every time that I see you, we lock eyes, what do I do? Our future's on the line. Fear stops me every time. I wanna make you mine, cause I know you got it, baby. I'm just daydreaming, I don't know.
Oh, no, I hope I haven't caught you daydreaming after that track. Yeah, that's right. So, this one is kind of interesting because that was Caitlin Bean and she's from Stratford, Ontario, and it was her track Daydreaming. So Stratford is like a hop, skip, and a jump away from me, and Caitlin's about the age of the kids that were coming in and doing lessons while I was working at the Long McQuaid there. So it'd be interesting to know if I actually happened to ever run into Caitlin in the store or her family. Yeah, great stuff, right? So she had moved away from Stratford to pursue her musical dreams. And I think she has achieved some fine musical recording in that track. Yes, indeed. So she enlisted producer Roy Hamilton to master the song and create a lyric video for its official release. Some of the shots of the world's biggest and most popular cities, including London, Los Angeles, New York, and Seattle, are used in the video. And there's even an abundance of beautiful skylines, overhead shots of Toronto, which is just shy, 2 hours shy of Caitlin's hometown. Yep, 2 hours, depending on the traffic on the 401, which is one of the world's largest highways. Largest? Widest? It's definitely really wide at sometimes, and I'm just glad I don't have to drive it very often anymore. So, surprisingly, Caitlin began as a drummer, and to this day she still plays. But she picked up guitar and started writing her own music, and now we have this, which is amazing. So, thank you to, no surprise here, Eric Elper for sending that over to me, and thank you, Caitlin, for creating such amazing music to share with the world. Oh, yes, it's been a great musical show today, hasn't it? And it should be no surprise that the previous track also comes from Eric Elper. And that was, I'm going to hopefully get this one right, Mentally Brant, and their track Coming Days. So these guys are from Alberta, Edmonton, Alberta. Yep, one of the bigger cities in Alberta. And this is their latest single off their debut EP of the same name. The 4-minute, 20-second spanning rock tune is by Dennis's Fantastic, is driven by Dennis's Fantastic and inventive piano playing, as well as infectious vocal track by Al. So thank you guys, and thank you to Eric for sharing those two amazing tracks with us. It has been a fantastic, wonderfully music-packed 125th show. Hard to believe I've been doing this 125 shows over almost 9 years now. Yeah, lots and lots of stuff and a lot of shows out in the past year because, well, if I'm home with COVID and can't find meaningful paying work, I might as well produce lots of amazing shows and share all this unknown Canadian content with the world, right? I get lots of listeners. The count is growing ever so slowly. But if you are listening to the show and you would like to let me know, even if it's just a, hey, I'm listening, you can do that by reaching out to me in a number of ways. If you want to send feedback, send us a radio bumper. We had two new ones in this show. You can do that, chris@insomniaradio.net. That is also the best way, if you are a musician, to get your music to me. We only play Canadian stuff on this show, but if you are listening and you're not a Canadian artist, I might be able to get you onto the main show. So feel free to send me music and let me know you are not Canadian, but where you are from in the world, and we'll consider your music for the main show. You can also find us over on Twitter. That would be @IR_Canada. You can find us on Instagram, insomnia_radio_podcast_ Nope, got that wrong again. Insomnia_radio_Canada_podcast. Yes, it's a mouthful. Wish there was something smaller and shorter available, but all the IRC stuff was taken by a number of various different groups. So hopefully one of those will become available again and I can just update and change the name and make my life so much easier. We do post over there and tag the bands when we play them in as many places as possible. And of course, we have Facebook as well, and you can find us and follow us there as well. Sending us feedback on any of those platforms is always acceptable, but email is always the best and the fastest. Well, and with all of that out of the way, my friends, that now brings us to a last track time. Last track time. So that's end of the show, but one track closer to having you back for another show, right? Always got to look on the positive. So this one is one that comes from John over at Asher Media Relations, and you know the kind of stuff he sends me. So you know we're going out with a kicking tune this time, right? Absolutely. So this is Valfreya. They are a folk Viking metal group. This is their track Warlords, and it's in support of their latest album, Promised Land. I will have links, as always, to all of the bands we have played in the show notes over on the webpage, which would be canada.insomniaradio.net. And we will catch you soon for the next show. Be safe out there, friends.
Lord! Until next time, stay safe, everyone. And remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.